So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm sorry. Woo. I can't even find my woo-hoos these days. I got them around here somewhere. I swear to you, I know they're here. But in the meantime, so much that we're going to be dealing with as we head through the afternoon. 17 days until the election. Is that crazy? 17 days left, and I have no idea where we are. In terms of progress, I don't know. There's a new spot out, I know, with Jason Mayarez, our attorney general, saying, hey, just remember, I should be your guy for AG. I agree with him. He should be my guy for AG. He is my guy for AG, so I got no problem with that. I, of course, am going to be voting for each of the Republicans because that's my team, and I would like to keep a good thing going. Winston Sears and John Reed and Jason Mayarez. And I know there's some people saying, well, I don't know. I kind of like two out of the three, Jeff, or I like one out of the three. All right, well, again, I can't tell anybody who to vote for. I never do. I tell you who I'm voting for. And, you know, you do you. That comes from the Book of Jamal, chapter 1, verse 1, you do you. It's kind of good advice when you think about it. Reminder to you about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. The Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, John Reed, is going to be here at 4:35, looking forward to catching up with him. Our erstwhile citizen journalist Mike Dickinson is going to be along at 5:35. We've got a lot of great stuff that we will, I promise you, continue to cover, including the insanity. Oh, Jason's going to be with us on Friday. I apologize. Jason Mayarez, our attorney general, will be here on Friday. So that's excellent. Looking forward to chatting with him again. The nonsense you just heard in Charles Pyle's news report, not from Charles, stop that. No, from Tiny Tim Kaine. Well, you know, it's terribly disappointing that Glenn Youngkin is not. Dude, you're the guy who continually votes no when you are asked to vote for a measure that, if you were to vote yes, would in fact reopen the federal government. That's actually your responsibility. It's your job as a senator, right? This is not on Glenn Youngkin. It's not on, in fact, it's not on President Trump. It's on you. I would say I don't know why Tim Kaine and Mark Warner are voting to keep the government closed, but I do know why they are voting to keep the government closed. It is all designed to protect their fearful leader, Schmuck Schumer, from a Democrat Party primary against Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That is completely and totally what this is about. If it were something else, you know, that I would tell you that it was something else. I would share with you what exactly the details are. But it's not happening. It's not happening. They have decided they're going to be all totally 100% about the politics. And then last night at the Richmond City Council meeting, I think that's the first time Rich Herrera went to one, right? Rich said, poor guy. He texted me a photo last night. He was sitting in the council chambers. And I thought, well, you know, one is enough. Really? I mean, really. One is enough. You go to one Richmond City Council meeting and you realize, oh, yeah, that's why I don't live in the city. Thank you for the reminder, everybody. My friend Reva Trammell, God bless her. God bless Reva. I love Reva. Again, she's a friend. She continues to fight for working people. She's always fought for working people. That's true. Her, gosh, at some point I got to think she says, you know what, I've had enough. I don't know when that is, because she's one tough cookie. Tell you that. Take a look at how the votes broke down last night at that Richmond City Council meeting. I know, I don't want to focus on it because, hey, the vast majority of us don't live in the city by choice. But Reva, representing the 8th District, the South Side, solidly working class, solidly middle class at best, right? People who are hard-working people. In this day and age, struggling either to get from a little below middle class into the middle class or struggling to stay solidly in the middle class, Reva voted for all the things that would help those people. People that really, honest to God, need the help. And the wealthier districts? The districts, which include the hoidiest of the toidiest, they voted and said, nah, we don't need to help anybody. And the mayor, hey, Dr. Donnie Avuli, he's all on board with keeping taxes as high as possible. And I wonder why that is. I do. Is it because he's thinking, well, the folks who voted for me are, well, they're wealthier and they can afford this. And it's the college students who, frankly, don't give a crap about anything anyway, which is why they think his name is Donnie Avuli, as opposed to Danny Avula. You tell me. You tell me. But again, my hat is off. My friend Reva just continues to work hard for people who are hardworking people. Do you remember when the whole water crisis was happening? What did we do? Well, you and I mobilized. We got pallets of water. And rather than heading to South Richmond to distribute them, we handed them off to Reva. And Reva and her folks that work with her on different issues, they went door to door handing out water. They made sure that people in the 8th District had water. And why do we do it? Because we're good people. That's why, because we care. We're legitimately concerned with other human beings. Why did Reva do it? Why did her friends do it? Why did her supporters do it? Because they're decent human beings who really care about other human beings. That's why. It's just so bizarre to see Reva advocating for real people with real issues, working people, hardworking people, and then she's told to shut up and sit down. No, we're not doing that. We're not going to do that. I don't get it. I don't. But again, I live in Hanover County because, frankly, I don't want to be part of all the nonsense. I really don't. I don't want to be part of that nonsense. And so my choice was very clear. Very, very clear. Hanover County. That's all. So I'm happy to be here. Yeah, that I can tell you. All right. So a number of things that we will be discussing this afternoon. I would like to tell you that we just recorded an absolutely amazing Blue Friday program, which will air at the end of this month. You know, we bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor on a very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer on the final Friday of the month. The final Friday of October is Halloween. How cool is that? And we will honor a very special Central Virginia law enforcement officer that day. No, I never give you the names ahead of time. But suffice to say, this is somebody that I really, really, really was impressed with before we sat down to record. And I'm actually even more impressed with this particular person now. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I bought a lovely gift for my friend Jeremy. You know, it was Jeremy's birthday the other day. I didn't want to embarrass him on the air. I didn't feel right, but I did buy him a gift. I got myself a smartwatch. Now, you're thinking, wait a minute. You bought Jeremy a gift. Yes. I am responsible for a huge amount of the misery that Jeremy incurs as a result of traditional clockage. And so in an effort to make Jeremy feel that much better, and as a birthday present for Jeremy, I got myself a brand new nifty smartwatch. And it has built in an atomic clock with one of those second counters there, Germ. So, no, really, you're welcome. You're welcome. I was happy to do it for you. And maybe someday I'll let you look at it. All right, we got a lot of great stuff that's coming up straight ahead. The Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor John Reed is going to be with us at 4:35, 17 days left until the general election day. But remember, early voting is underway. And more and more and more people are taking advantage of it. There also does seem to be more of a turnout from areas which are traditionally considered to be Republican. Now, I don't know if that's going to hold. I have no idea. I'm just trying to report the facts to you and for you. Jason Biarez, the Attorney General of my beloved Commonwealth, is going to be here at 5:05. In all of the newest polls, they're all breaking down the same. Each of these polls seems to be breaking down the same way. First of all, there's been a huge title change, right? You'll remember Spamberger had 17 points on Winsome Sears, and then the things started coming out, more people talking. I mean, the racist stuff coming from the Spamberger supporters, the just ugly, ugly stuff, and the violent rhetoric. And that has closed. How close is it? It's going to depend who you ask. Some of the polls have it at 10 points. Some of the polls have it at 4%. Okay. Lieutenant Governor, boy, that is, at this point, it seems sort of a coin toss. Well within the margin of error, one way or the other, a point or thereabouts separating Senator Ghazala Hashmi from John Reed. And then each of the polls that are coming out seem to indicate that Jason Biarez is in pretty good position, that he is actually leading that despicable Jay Jones, he who fantasizes about murdering conservatives and their children. So I think that's good. As I said, I'm chatting with a lot of people where they're not necessarily being direct and open, but they're giving me kind of under the radar this idea that they're going to be splitting their ballot. I don't know that that is a good idea. If you are going to do that, I mean, I'm not here for political reasons. I am absolutely not here on behalf of any political party or any political. I just tell you how I'm going to vote and you do what you want to do. But what I would say is this. Republicans ought to be making sure you're looking at the House of Delegates. You really, really, really need to be looking at the House of Delegates. So do what you're going to do in the statewide races, I suppose, but please take a look at your House of Delegates races, because those are going to be incredibly important. And I want you to remember the 400 or so vetoes the 400 or so vetoes that the current governor, Glenn Youngkin, had to do during the Democrats.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Reign of error over there. Anyway. I want to remind you quickly, I mean, it's not scheduled here, but I do want to remind you about my friends at the Olive Oil Tap Room. God, I am so excited. I love the Olive Oil Tap Room. Goodness, I've been part of the Olive Oil Tap Room for a decade plus, essentially since they opened their doors. Sean and Cody, God, the best of the best. And yes, it is one of the places where there's something named after Jeff Katz. I think Rich Herrera is very upset about that. No, I got that sense. He's, I mean, he's a little jealous. I got it. But what can I tell you? And yeah, we are working on a breakfast item. And it pairs perfectly with the Jeff Katz milkshake. That's all I'm going to say. It is 325. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 335. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is Wednesday. All right. Well, look, what can I tell you? It's Wednesday. We got all sorts of great stuff we're going to be covering this afternoon. My friend John Reed, who, as you know, is the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. He's going to be here, and let's not kid ourselves. We have a mere 17 days. 17 days until the general election happens, which would be great, except, as you know, there's a whole bunch of voting going on right now. And so we got plenty of people who have participated. We've got plenty of folks who are in the process of voting. And I am looking forward to getting John's sense at 4:35. Let us know exactly what's going on. October is an interesting month, you know. Yes, we've got Halloween, of course. And a lot of people are focused on that. Some of us are very much aware of National Disabilities Month, right? We try and do things for those in our community who have got special needs. This is obviously near and dear to my heart, being the dad to a special needs kiddo, and also serving on the Virginia board for people with special needs. But there's something happening today I wasn't really aware of. It's called National White Cane Day. And I thought, well, this is an interesting thing. This is all about advocacy for those of us who perhaps know someone who is blind, and maybe even more for people who are not closely familiar with someone who does not have vision. Well, I'm happy to say that we have a wonderful, wonderful woman who is joining us this afternoon to talk all about this, and she knows a thing or two about a thing or two, and I'm just thrilled to welcome her. Melody Rowan is joining us. Melody, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and why these occurrences, events, holidays, I don't even know how we want to, observances, why are they so important to you?
Yeah, thank you. Well, I am the director at the Virginia Rehabilitation Center for the Blind and Vision Impaired. I am totally blind myself. And White Cane Awareness Day is an opportunity for us to recognize the importance of the white cane in helping those of us who are blind or vision impaired to be independent, to be resilient, and to participate in our community and everything that we want to be able to do. It was instituted back in 1964 by Congress, and it's something that we have celebrated every year since.
Wow. You obviously are invested in this because, as you just mentioned, you are blind yourself. Do you find that there are more occasions to chat on National White Cane Awareness Day, or is it something that, as part of your duties, if you will, come up on a regular basis?
I would say it comes up on a regular basis. This day really just gives us a chance to kind of focus on it. Mm-hmm. And then just so you know, Jeff, one of the things that we're doing here at the Virginia Rehabilitation Center for the Blind and Vision Impaired is we are having this Saturday Ability Fest, which is really an opportunity for us to kind of celebrate the white cane and celebrate independence and to share with the community what blind people are able to do. So we have a resource fair in the morning, and then in the afternoon we have informative and interesting workshops that blind people will be doing to educate people about the things that they're able to do, travel around the world, mm-hmm. Grow vegetables, and just different things like that.
Wow. Well, I love this. I don't know as much about this sector of the community as I would like to. So it does sound like something that is going to be well worth attending, well worth learning more about. Tell me a little bit, if you don't mind, about this. Yep. This journey that you've been on. You know, we have a mutual friend in Lloyd Donovan, and he said, hey, Jeff, October the 15th, this would be a really good day to chat with Melody. She's got a fascinating story. Do you mind sharing some of that with our listeners?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, I became blind when I was 8 years old, and I've lived in different places around the country, but I would say, oh, my goodness, for me. And also, I grew up, I'm the oldest of five girls, so I'm the only one who is blind. And my family was very, and I'm very grateful for this, they expected me to do everything that everybody else did. I went to school with everybody else. I had the same chores as everybody else. And so that's something that, you know, as I became an adult, I really wanted to be able to work in the field to be able to help other people to have those same expectations, because a lot of times, Jeff, those of us who are blind experience low expectations. And so when we are products of low expectations, you know, there's we don't have the opportunities other people do. So when there are higher expectations, we can get out there and really do the things that we want to do. And I worked for, like I said, the Virginia Rehab Center for the Blind and Vision Impaired, which is part of the Virginia Department for the Blind and Vision Impaired. And mm-hmm. so We provide services to people around the state, and we want people to realize that if you get a diagnosis of blindness, you're going to be okay. And there are people here to encourage you and to help you with getting those skills and helping you to realize that you don't have to focus on what you can't see. You can focus on what you can do.
Oh, man, I love that. You want to talk about powerful, Melody. That's that is an amazing perspective. Is it more difficult for someone who has had vision for a period of time? You said you lost your eyesight when you were 8 years old. Was there anger, regret, longing for it? Or I can't imagine you just immediately said, well, yeah, I can do everything that everybody else can do. So here we go. Giddy
yeah,
up.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're right. There was definitely a period of adjustment. And yes, there was some of that anger. There was some of that denial. There was some of that kind of dealing with God, you know, if you'll give me my sight back, then, you know, whatever. There was a lot of that. And so over a period of time was when you accepted blindness. And acceptance doesn't mean accepting that, you know, the low expectations. It's accepting your blindness and then moving on to learning what you can do, because mm-hmm. there are so many things that people can do
yeah.
If you just focus on that. So, yes, I went through all of that.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a good dose of Kubler-Ross, right? Dabbed it. You finally get to that point of acceptance. Well, okay, let's talk about what people can do on this National White Cane Awareness Day. Somebody who is perhaps sitting at home and saying, well, yep, hey, I've lost my sight, or I'm losing my sight, my vision has become impaired, that's it, I'm never leaving this chair. You're ready to kick them right in the behind, aren't you?
Yes. You may want to give them a little bit of time to kind of process through that, but yes, they're blind people. We're a cross-section of society, so you have blind people who have all different capability levels, different interests, different talents.
Yep.
So the things that we can do, I mean, we can work like everybody else can. We go to school like everybody else does. We raise a family like everybody else does. Mm-hmm. And we have interests just like everybody else. We want to contribute. We want to be a part of society just like everybody else. We travel independently. We pay bills. We go to grocery stores, just all of those things, participate in our churches, whatever it is that we want to be able to do. And so I tell our students that the most powerful thing that we can do is get out there and live our lives the way that we want to. And that is going to be a more powerful testimonial than any kind of speech that we can give when people see us just doing the same things that they're doing.
Melody Rowan is joining us, the director of the Virginia Rehab Center for the Blind and the Vision Impaired. You guys are over on Azalea Ave, if memory serves. You mentioned
yes.
you've traveled around. Let's talk a little bit about that, because you've done more than travel around. You've led these efforts around the country, my friend.
Yes. Well, I mean, I grew up in Florida,
yep.
and I have directed programs in Alaska and Michigan and here in Virginia. I've traveled a little bit internationally. There are other people who traveled more than I have, but I have traveled a little bit internationally as well.
What about Braille? Because you are, or you were, the chair for the Braille Circulating Library, correct?
Yes, sir. I was.
Okay. What's involved with that? Again, I'm trying to think of someone, perhaps when you're 7 years old, you're 8 years old, and you go, okay, look, I just learned how to read to begin with. Now I've got to learn this whole other language. Somebody who's gone through 30 years of life. What's involved with that?
Yeah, well, I would say when I was 7 years old and they introduced Braille to me, I have to tell you, Jeff, I was excited. I loved learning Braille. I learned the code within a month and was reading books shortly thereafter. So for me, it was just something, because I love to read.
Yeah.
So it depends on if you have that love of reading.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when you're older, sometimes it is a little bit more of a challenge. But, you know, sometimes what we say is you got to read until you bleed, which means you just keep reading. And you've got to challenge yourself. So, yeah, Braille is something that really unlocks a lot of opportunities for us. Mm-hmm. For me, it helps me with doing presentations. Okay. It helps me with reading books. It helps me with just so many different things. I use Braille in every aspect of my life.
Man, so in terms of writing, is there a laptop enabled with Braille on the keys? How does that work?
Yeah. Good question. So we do have Braille displays. We also have Braille note takers. Computers have speech on them. So sometimes there are people who, you know, like to use speech maybe more so than Braille, but the Braille displays allow you to use the computer and use Braille as well. We really don't have Braille on the keys. We just, kind of like anybody else, if you remember when you were learning how to type, your teacher told you not to look at the keys. So True. The same thing goes for us. You just All don't right. look at the keys, and you can type very quickly.
All right. Homebrew ASDF, right?
That was, yep, you got that, it. yep.
This is just such a... it's an inspiring story, Melody, and I want people to hear it. But again, I want them to be aware of what the rehab center is doing. You're talking about what is available and how people can come out. Remind everybody about those details, and do we need to sign up, or can we just show up?
Yes. So this Saturday, we have our annual Ability Fest that will be taking place at 401 Azalea Avenue. From 9:30 until 3:00, and we do have a website where you can sign up, but you can also come in on Saturday if you would like. Our website is vrcbvi.virginia.gov. Okay. So vrcbvi.virginia.gov.
Well, we're going to share that on our social media platforms, Melody, because, again, I want people to be aware of this. I don't want people to be fearful. Oh, my gosh, I don't want to be involved. Or I'm again, if somebody's just becoming aware of something where they're in that whole either denial or anger sort of thing, listen, there are a lot of opportunities. You're talking about all of the things that people can do. And what an absolutely beautiful perspective on it, and it's great to have you here to share it.
Well, thank you so much, and I just want to give a shout out to our staff because they work very hard, they're very dedicated, and they live what they are preaching. A lot of them are blind themselves, so if you get a chance to come out, please join us, and thank you very much for this opportunity.
Absolutely. Melody, thanks again for being here. That is Melody Rowan. She is the director over at the Virginia Rehab Center for the Blind and Vision Impaired. They're doing great work over there. They really, really are. It is, for me, such a fascinating discussion. And is there a personal angle? There is, sort of, kind of. My dad lost his sight when he was serving in Korea in one eye. In one eye, but every time we turned around, he was going to the Shea Eye Institute. I don't know if it's still called that in Philadelphia. And my dad was so early being involved in it that his doctor was actually Dr. Shea. Now it's worldwide, everything that that he did in that arena. So to think about such an amazing resource so close to home, and here's my hope. I hope you don't need it. I hope your family doesn't need it. There you go.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
But if you do, you got family members that you know could benefit from this. You've got friends, neighbors that can benefit from it. You've got it. Okay, so again, thanks so much to Melody, and thanks again to Lloyd Donovan, who was kind enough to reach out with the suggestion. We get some good ones. I got news for you. John Reed, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, is going to be here at 4:35, 17 days to go. How's it going? It's Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:55, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday, and MTV is no more. Remember MTV? First came out, it was MTV, which meant music television, and they played these nifty things called videos. And it was earth-shattering. In fact, we were told that video had killed the radio star. In fact, radio is still around, but MTV is gone. I personally think that MTV died in many ways when it simply stopped being radio with pictures. That's what it was initially. And their first crew of people on the air were all radio personalities. And they showed videos of people singing, right? That was the hook. That was the hook. Hey, we've been listening to them for a long time. Now we can see them. Some cases that was good, in some cases not so much. But that was the hook, and it was kind of nifty. And then they broadened out a little, but they started doing some game shows, which actually I thought were pretty entertaining. I thought there were really some good programming choices, but then they began this drift. Now, it's a long time ago, I get it, right? 40-some years at this point since they debuted. So maybe they had simply outlived their usefulness. But they started parceling it out as well. Do you remember that when that came down? They went from being MTV, and then they decided to add in VH1, and then they had VH2, and they had some other things. And then I think they just lost their way. And at this point in time, does anybody care about a music video? Right? Isn't that a big question? I don't think they do. And I think you got to a point with MTV where they said, all right, well, no more money. We're not making any money. We got to shut it down. Now, I don't know exactly what is going to happen with that little space on people's cable carriers. But then again, how many of us even bother with cable carriers anymore? Again, at the beginning, it was groundbreaking. Last thing anybody wants right now is to be tied into a cable system. Right, we don't know about you. We've got all of our stuff either via apps or standalone sort of stuff. We don't need a cable system or a cable system bill, right? Isn't that the thinking of so many people? Are you missing out on anything? Becomes the question. Is that what happened to MTV? That is the question. All right. Well, John Reed's going to be with us at 4:30. I am looking forward to chatting with John. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.